I'm going to show you how the messaging works on the system. We're going to bring up the messaging inbox here, and we're going to create a new message. I got an SMS message. And you can see when we're in portrait mode, there's a 20 key short type keypad. When you flip over landscape mode, you get the full QWERTY experience. We're going to address this message to John Doe. Start out searching for him by typing John. And we're going to use a gesture to get rid of the keyboard. Make it a little easier to search. Find John Doe. Click on him. Pick the number. I'm going to send it to this mobile number. And we'll click down into the main message area so we can type out a text message. This is a message for John. Oops, now you see I misspelled it, but the storm automatically figured out that I was probably trying to type John. So if I just tap on John there on screen, it automatically corrects it. Like other BlackBerry devices, two spacebar presses and you get a period. Here is more text. Now it's actually a lot easier to use than it might appear from what I'm doing now, but it's hard to enter text from behind a camera. Pull up the menu, hit send, and off the message goes. I'll give you an idea how the short type keyboard works too. You can see THIS, it's one press per letter, is a, works really well, has the same kind of basic QWERTY layout, but just with two letters per key. We pull up the SMS inbox, you can see we received a new message. This new message is of course telling us that the message we sent to John Doe was actually to an invalid number. And we can just delete it. One of the cool features that the clickable touchscreen enables is things like this in the messaging inbox. If I just rest my finger lightly on a contact listed inside the inbox, the phone will automatically search for all messages from that person. It's really quite convenient. I'm going to show you a couple more gestures in the messaging inbox. I'm going to pull up a message here. You can see we can swipe left or right to move to previous and next messages. While the Storm doesn't support complex multi-touch gestures like an Apple iPhone does, it does have basic multi-touch functionality. For example, you normally just select a single item by tapping on it on the screen. If you tap in two locations, you can select multiple items. The same system works for selecting text inside of a message, but quite honestly, it's not as easy to use.